This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are on Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams is coming up with the biggest yet, just keeps mounting, coronavirus news. Confirmation that it is reinfecting individuals. Confirmation that it's a man-made bioweapon and that it is also being used as a giant psyop against the world economy. And Alan Keyes will also be on the broadcast coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's Island Fortress of England will be taking over from London. And then, of course, the War Room with Owen Schroyer. I will be departing here in a few minutes to go get on an airplane and go to CPAC. But I'll be live on the air covering all the big developments on the ground with Mike Adams, Paul Watson, Alan Keyes, and others that are going to be helping hold down the fort and fill in the gaps with their great expertise and information. There's so much huge news to cover. But when I got up this morning at about 5 a.m., and I was thinking about what the top story would be, it's clear. It's the fact that the Democratic Party are publicly revealing themselves to be satanic, devil-worshipping perverts, pedophiles, and mental patients who are just into destroying civilization and society, and more, they are admitting that that is their goal. So I got together just some of the news the last few days that ties into all of this, and then via their lust for total power and control, the fact that they're trying to normalize all this behavior and criminalize normal, common sense human behavior. They're trying to turn the world upside down. They're trying to invert things. Well, what do Satanists do? They read stuff backwards. They turn the star, it's just a symbol of the human, the pentacle, the star, the head, the arms, the legs, and they put it upside down, a human being driven into the ground. They take reality, they don't create anything, they just reverse it. And when you understand that, you go, wow, the ancients all knew this. And they said, beware people, Hindus taught this, the Jews taught it, Christians, you name it, that anybody trying to reverse the order of things is a demon. The Tibetans, that's what they call it. And it's the same thing. Now, whether it's psychological, whether it's environmental, whatever it is, it's real. Because it manifests itself. And we all know that it isn't just person. It's not just individuals. It's the same thing in different people. It's a transmission. It's a something they're receiving. It's a spirit. And our DNA has been proven to be an electrochemical transceiver. It transmits and receives. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to get into this news that is so incredibly important. And then we are going to hand the baton to Mike Adams, who's getting ready as we speak to come in studio with just the incredible information he has to cover. And we're also going to get a quick update from the CEO of My Patriot Supply. Everybody else has sold out. They have food, but they are now 4 weeks out of delivery because the packaging of it is a logjam. And at current sales rates, I talked to them a lot this morning and last night. In about a month, they're going to have to start saying, okay, we're stopping orders, because they won't take orders when they don't have food. So when they tell you something, well, what they really do is they under promise, over deliver. I mean, it's really about 2 to 3 weeks right now, but they're scared by the volume, so they're saying 4 weeks. But you better get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been partnered with them for 5-6 years. They've been our main sponsor for 11. They've been around 12 years. They're the biggest company in the world now. in just 12 years through quality and doing what they say they're going to do. So get your affordable food now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Next segment, I'm going to go to the heart of the evil that drives socialist, communist, statists, the Democrats, and all of their writings and statements of Bernie Sanders and other individuals praising rape and pedophilia and why they can't help themselves. And the Clintons, the things they're involved in, but the conviction of Weinstein and Avenatti, all of it, coming up next segment. But Keith Bansamer is the CEO of the largest storable foods company in the world. I kept saying they're in the top three because, I mean, I knew for the last 4 or 5 years they are. They've been around 12 years. I found out they were really great, doing a great job, a consortium of a couple of good companies that had merged with some great management. So they became our sponsor for storable food. I just want one great place that gets people high-quality storable food. And then about 5, 6 years ago, they became partners with us. They're in our shopping cart. We're partnered with them. So when you order from us, you're just ordering from them the exact same prices, exact same products. It's just part of the money then goes to support our broadcast, symbiotic. But this isn't just a plug for storable food here. It's bigger than that. A month ago, or more than a month ago, Homeland Security Department, several of them, he's even named the departments, the Office of Procurement, they came in and wanted to buy everything they had. And they bought up everything else everybody had. And that was a big sign, whoa, this is big, with the coronavirus. Then I talked to two different sources in Homeland Security, one in the Army, one in a federal agency, and they said, yeah, we're told it's really deadly and that we've got to lock things down and they've got a bunch of emergency centers set up, but Trump doesn't want to panic the public. Then I talked to somebody in the RNC that was at a big dinner with high-level folks in the Trump administration. They said the same thing. We're on record saying that a month ago. Now they admit it's man-made. Now they admit they've covered up the death rate of it. Are the Chi-Coms using it to power grab? Absolutely they are. But the fact that this is the biggest food sales ever seen, this is 4 or 5 times what it was a month ago when there was a lot of panic buying. And my Patriot at InfoWarsStore.com has the food. But now they're out to 4 weeks. I kept telling you it's going to go up because the orders are so astronomical. They've got with their three factories to get it packaged, to get, you know, certified, tested, packaged, ready. They go through all the steps. They don't cut corners because they want to be in this for the long run. They want to be number one. They are. Just see, I picked the winner again, number one. So you need to get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to lock it in right now because next week they're not sure exactly what's going to go up. Well, they've got a good idea. They told me this morning in long talks, just don't be specific. We think it's going to be the certain size cans. Just because our prices have gone up. First it was 5% a few weeks ago. Now it's 10 to 15% to get the food. The premiums are there because it's running out. The other groups don't do long-term contracts, folks. They just have what they have. They sell it at overpriced, and then they're done. Then they'll take your money while they try to get some crappy food. Not my Patriot. So InfoWarsStore.com, if you want a 3-week or you want a 3-month or 4-month or 6-month or a year, special diets. They've got the best packaging, last 25 years, super high quality, tastes great. Even Vice did a thing of our sponsor, said, man, this is a damn good macaroni and cheese. This is great. They were like, this is really good. They tested our coffee, and they're like, well, the coffee's really good coffee. Wow. Well, yeah, I want folks to like it. So we only got like 6 minutes left to break. I want to bring Keith Bansamer on. I know he's very busy. you guys were hoping a few weeks ago that obviously the virus wasn't that bad, that you know, this would kind of go away. You've got folks going 24 hours a day. You're going all over trying to procure more food. This is crazy. None of us wish this was happening because it's dangerous. But it is good that folks are waking up and thinking about getting prepared for economic crashes, you name it. What we just saw in the stock market yesterday, and we'll look at that latest numbers in a moment, that's another big wake-up call to people that this could be a weapon used, as the Democrats openly are admitting, against President Trump and other nationalists. In fact, they're on MSNBC hoping it hurts Trump, just rooting for a virus to devastate the economy. What a group of criminals, Keith.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you've hit the nail on the head, Alex. You know, those that know what's coming are definitely using today to prepare. Just yesterday, just by comparison, 30 times normal sales for emergency food storage. America is absolutely preparing. We've reacted with a few things. You mentioned we have three different facilities. Actually, this weekend we opened a fourth, Alex, because we just need more capacity to take the foods we've purchased. We've got the rice, got the beans. Actually, there's a potato shortage out there right now. We're running into some of that, and that's what's forcing some of the food pricing up, is that actually there are some shortages starting to appear. But we've got these teams now in four facilities working 24/7. They have to process the food, got to make the meals and the blends and all. You know, they got to package it. We've got all that standing by. They put it in the buckets. They seal it up. They're getting it out the door. But as you point out, you know, we're seeing a 21 to 28 delay delay right now, and you know, that could go further.
Walk through this for us, because again, the ultimate weapon is the truth. Mike Adams was on yesterday, and he just said, we're overwhelmed with his shopping cart. He goes, we're just overwhelmed. You guys are almost overwhelmed. We're almost overwhelmed. We're not. But it's a very satisfying thing to just tell the truth. You're not getting a gimmick here, folks. Just like we told you, prices are going to go up because that's what's happening in the market, and we told you the time to get it's going to go up. We're not lying to you like other people, and I'm not just trying to say come get it from us. I went and got the company that does what they say they're going to do because I want long-term relationships. That just makes perfect sense to me. And it's actually shameful, Keith, that almost every other company is fly-by-night, has gone away or folded, and wasn't even in position to be the biggest company because they played games. But you guys did the right thing, just like the Bible teaches, and here you are number one. But that's a side issue. It's just crazy to me that there's food is sold out everywhere at the other horrible food companies.
Well, it is, but, you know, they're selling to the governments, too, and their programs and contracts. And that's something that we've never done and will never do, and we've said no, and we've ignored the emails. And I don't even take the phone calls right now. I mean, I've got them on my phone. I said, oh, my gosh, they're calling again. They want us to get into, you know, the government procurement system. And no, we're not going to do that. We're just selling direct to Americans.
Which, by the way, means COG has been triggered, continuity of government. And you named one of the agencies before. You want to name a few of them right now?
Well, we know that some of them have to do with it with the defense. We know some have to do with FEMA. They show you the list. They say you can have access to all these things. And in fact, here's some competitors and others in the space, in the food storage space, that are already in the system. And you can have these contracts, and they show you the numbers. You know, it's enticing, but that's not what we're about. You know, we're about the serving Americans and helping them prepare for, you know, eventual emergencies.
And that's the thing that people don't know. When there's a real emergency, the government and agencies buy it all up. I think for control, they've already got giant bunkers full of food. And again, the government's not the enemy, but the globalists have been in control. Trump hasn't gotten control of the government yet. The average person in the government's a good person, but the people on top are almost all bad. It's changing now with Trump. And so that's why you guys sell direct to the public and don't sell out to FEMA and others, because you believe that that's what it's all about, is having people not dependent, but people in a position of self-reliance.
Absolutely. You know, you control the information and communication. That's step one. Step two, control the food. And that means you get to step three. That's control the people. We're not doing that. We're going to help people prepare if they want to prepare with the foods and water filtration and all the other items.
That's right. The Alexa Pure is the highest rated. People go test it. Third parties go, wow, this is like one of the best filters out there. It's like there's only one or two as good out of hundreds. Well, yeah, that's who I partner with. And the food company I partnered with puts out a great air purification, the Alexa Pure Breeze. And then you got Alexa Pure Wonderful, Tracy. All at InfoWarsStore.com, and then that funds this operation. We're all about Second Amendment defending ourselves. We're all about having our own independent, pro-freedom, pro-truth media. We're all about having storable foods. We're all about standing strong and being healthy and taking dominion over the earth from Satan. And that's what God tells you in Genesis. You were to take dominion over the planet. Well, Satan is the god of this world. God tells us, you're taking the planet back from Satan. Attack, attack, attack. And that means being strong, being pure, having children, raising them right, and being self-sufficient. The devil's servants, when you go to a Bernie Sanders rally, are just absolutely vassal slaves. Don't even know which end is up. It's so sad. We want them to be free. But we've got to help ourselves before we can help others. Keith Bassimer, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get right in there to get it shipped to them. You have the food. You lock in the price, but prices are going up on some items next week. Give us more updates throughout the week. Keith Bassimer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
As we get back to work now, we'll be right back on the other side with some key intel. Then Mike Adams, the latest on Corona. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, in defiance of the censors that would have shut us down. Let's look at who they are in just the news the last few days versus who we are and who we want to be. Because imaging who you are is critical in this fight. They want you to think you're an animal, you don't have vision or destiny. Just be whatever we tell you you are. They know you have a soul. They trick you to believe you don't, so they can direct you into their system. It has a name. It's called Hades. All right, let's get into it. Harvey Weinstein verdict brings relief for his victims, convicted of rape and more. This is just in the last few days. Pro-HIV California senator wants to exempt LGBT pedophiles from sex registry. Yes, he got it passed where you can give somebody HIV and not get in trouble and give blood. They call it gift giving. And they're all into pooping all over the street and needles in every leftist area because they're here to bring civilization down. They're called deviants. Feminist, we must abolish the family to have a feminine future. Men must be abolished. Sounds like an alien takeover. CNN asked why testosterone and sperm counts are plummeting in Europe and North America. Well, you know why. It's all the bisphenol A and all the estrogens that you push on everybody. Boris Johnson's government releasing report on ethnicity of rape gangs, even though they're almost all Arab and Pakistani, not in public interest. Transgender inmate accused of rape in women's facility. Men in prison with women. Men convicted of armed robbery.
He's Donald Trump's.
Fantasy essay explained. I'm going to cover this. I shot a special report that's going to air at the last segment of the third hour ahead of Paul Watson, right when Alan Keyes is going to be guest hosting and leaving us. I'm going to read from this, but let me tell you, he fantasizes about 12-year-old girls being gang raped by over a dozen men.
And how it is good. It is good.
And NPR says it's good. But that's, see, just like Islam is good. Throwing gays off buildings. It is
good. The Christians are bad. The gang rape 12-year-old good.
Just like the head of the Young Turks fantasizes about raping piglets. I'm not kidding. Reportedly, that's what he's into is pig sex. He says he wants to pleasure animals. And then the word on the street is, I'm not going to go there. Folks, you can't. Even, this is insane. But by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking about Bernie Sanders. NPR, Bernie Sanders wrote news articles fantasizing about raping 12.
Every man wants to rape 12-year-old girls.
What the hell? It's like psychos when they catch them with dead bodies in their basement. Everybody wants to kidnap kids and kill them. No, dude, that's you. You're going in the electric chair. But again, look at Bernie's face back when he wrote this in the... A psychotic control freak, demented loon bag. Let's roll some of the B-roll, if we can, of the Bernie rally Sunday, where our crew got assaulted and bloody. And it was like they had opened up the gates of a giant 25,000-person mental institution. But the media explains it. She fantasizes about being raped by three men. Bernie Sanders' bizarre 72 essay on gender. Then you read it. It's not just fantasizing that a woman wants to be raped. It's a bunch of men rape a little girl. That's what they like. California Democrats introduced a bill that would protect gay pedophiles. So there goes their Me Too, that a man asking a woman out is rape and evil, like the Gillette commercials, to cover up for the fact that, oh, having a big clown-dressed fat man have your kid bounce on their knee with names like Fish Pants and Flow Job, that's normal. Sometimes the parents aren't even told. But in a Gillette ad, if a guy goes, hey, ma'am, you're beautiful. You want to go have a cup of coffee? Want to go to a movie? Don't you do that. So you see where they're coming from. You see what they're doing. So how are they going to sell this evil? Well, they're going to silence us. And when I give a speech at the Omni on Wednesday night at the Free Speech Emergency Conference, Free Speech Under Attack Emergency Conference, I'm going to be covering this. Leftist study that's been endorsed calls for banning small clusters of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming the entire hive. That's a quote. Here's the actual George Washington University plan, Hidden Resilience and Adaptive Dynamics of Global Online Hate Ecology. Resisting the pedophiles is that. And they say just ban them incrementally, get other people to not stand up for the next person that's banned, and then we can ban them all within the space of a two-year plan. And we're about 2 years in. The people are finally figuring this out. People said, Alex, how do you like being banned? How are you? I said, they're coming for you next. This is a test. They demonized me first for a couple years, then banned me so you wouldn't stand up when the general public and Congress didn't. Giant green light to attack. Like when Hitler first invaded a couple small countries and nobody did anything, he went, North Africa, France, Czechoslovakia, Poland, bomb England, attack Russia. That's how that works. It's a probing. And Trump and America have failed miserably. The grassroots has fought back. Talk radio's fought back. People have gone to websites like InfoWars.com. They spread the word person to person. The people get it. We're winning. We're fighting hard. But the politicians shake in fear that MSNBC might talk about them at night. Trump gets you want to be attacked by these scum, by these pedophile pushers. You want, that's a red badge of honor. You don't want to sit there and be getting along with these people. You want to break their back politically and the con game and the hoax over you. Here's the good news. They want to normalize their evil because they know you're going to reject it and they can't hide it anymore. And they've built cults on it. They've taken over the Vatican. They've taken over the Catholic Church. They've taken over the Boy Scouts. They've taken over most of the universities with pervert ranks. And now they've been promised this giant power, and your kids are going to be fed to them. The demons want blood. They want the blood of the innocents, as they always have in every culture that goes down in this phase of the cycle. And so they're not getting it, so they're trying to normalize it everywhere because they know their system's coming to an end. And that's the positive news. So everybody says, oh, you don't like being attacked, or you don't, or the Republicans banning you here, and everybody doesn't want to be... I don't want to be associated with all the cowards and followers. I want to be the vanguard and change the world by my example and telling the truth and freedom. And I've done that thanks to you backing me. I've got the courage and will, just like you do. We're just like each other. Don't thank me. I want to thank you. You supported us. You prayed for us. You spread the word. You did it. And we're winning now together more than ever. And what matters is the soul and the right decision, not what happens to the body. They can take everything I've got. They can put a bullet in my heart tomorrow. I'm still a winner because I stood up for justice and freedom, and I love God. And we had a communion together, a brotherhood, a kinship of justice and freedom that transcends the color of our skin. It's all about our red blood and its transmission, its resonance with God. Mike Adams is coming in here loaded for bear straight ahead. Tell everybody to tune in now.
Yeah.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams here taking over for the rest of this hour and the next. You just heard from Alex Jones on what's going on. Crazy news today. I've got a lot of breaking reports on the coronavirus, things that you have not yet seen in the mainstream media in any form whatsoever. So buckle up. This is going to get real interesting. We've also got some special reports coming up as well, so we'll get into those in the next hour. Where to begin? Okay, It's now, the coronavirus is now in Croatia. It's in Switzerland, Austria, Spain, and Iraq. So as of this morning, it has now been confirmed in those additional nations. South Korea has almost 1,000 infections confirmed there because South Korea is, in fact, doing the testing that the United States is not doing. Japan has confirmed 160 cases. Italy, a big explosion of cases in Italy, now 270 confirmed, and, of course, a lot more testing going on. Remember that these numbers are only the people who have been tested and confirmed. There are a far greater number of people who have not yet been tested. That's really crucial to understand. Also today, the United States Senate is being briefed in a classified briefing from CDC officials, HHS, NIH, and the State Department, a classified briefing for all senators on the coronavirus. That briefing is probably happening right now. Why is this classified? Why isn't this a public briefing? I think I have the answer to that, and I think it's because the CDC knows there are over 1,000 cases confirmed in the United States. According to sources that we have cited, that is the case. There were over 989 infections as of a week ago, but the public is not being told this information. We believe that today the United States Senate is being briefed on the reality of the situation, or possibly the CDC and the NIH is maybe covering this up from the senators and saying everything's fine, but it isn't fine. We're going to get into that. But as of yesterday, the CDC had only tested 426 people across the entire country. I mean, think about that. In South Korea, they've tested 28,000 people. In America, they've tested only 426 people. When you have, what, over 300,000 returning Chinese students from mainland China, many of whom went home for the Chinese New Year and they're back, and they haven't been tested? Get this. California has tested zero patients itself. There are 158 Californians who have been tested, but all those tests were conducted by the CDC in Atlanta. California's tested zero. Washington State claims to have tested 28 people as of yesterday. They released 200 people from their watch list, and they tested none of those 200 people. The 28 that were tested by the CDC in Atlanta. So what's happening is all of these states, and by the way, Hawaii's tested zero people. All these people are sending, these states are sending their samples to the CDC for testing in Atlanta. Because the test kits that were sent out by the CDC on February 5th, the test kits are faulty. They do not work. They had bad reagents. These reagents are like usually white powder chemical compounds. The reagents are usually from China because China is the chemical manufacturer of the world. And I got a story here about Procter & Gamble that's going to blow your mind. 17,600 products use ingredients from China, and they just issued a warning that those products may be disrupted. All over the world, the supply lines are cratering. But the CDC's test kits did not work. They produced false positives and false negatives. A false positive is when it says you have the virus, but you don't. And a false negative is when it says you don't have the virus, but you do. Either way, it's a disaster. So the CDC around February 13th announced that no one should use those test kits. Stop using them, they said. And they said, well, we're going to send out new test kits with new reagents. We're going to solve this problem. We're the CDC. Trust us. We're in charge. Everything's fine. There's no evidence of community outbreaks in America, they say, because no one is testing. You understand? No one is testing. Not in Oregon, not in Washington, not in Hawaii, not in Florida, not in California. Fewer than 500 people tested in the entire country. Now, where are the replacement test kits from the CDC? And how is the CDC going to get the new replacement reagents when most of them are made in China? So now you have a supply chain that is cratering to provide the materials to run test kits that the states are still waiting for. And in the meantime, in my analysis, in my theory, I believe that the states have been ordered to not test anyone using their own technology. That the CDC, I believe, has ordered Hawaii and California and Oregon and Washington to not conduct any tests using their own equipment. And that's why there are zero tests being conducted there. because every state in America has law enforcement labs that can do PCR, replication, gene sequencing analysis. These labs exist all over the country. Why aren't they being used to test for this? And the answer is because the CDC, I believe, has told them, do not test. And that way the CDC can go on the air, they can talk to the Wall Street Journal, they can talk to the New York Times, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who I now believe is deceiving America, they can go on and they can say, quote, we have no evidence of community outbreaks in America. Notice that they are not saying we have no community outbreaks. They're saying we have no evidence of community outbreaks. And the reason they have no evidence is because the testing is not being done. So right now, the U.S. Senate is being briefed in a classified setting. There's two options. They're either being told the truth that there are thousands of cases in America. This is spreading. It's doubling every 3.5 days or so. In another month, there might be 40,000 cases in America. It's going to be bad. The hospitals will be overrun. The infection will be out of control at some point. The CDC knows this, and they have to brief the Senate. So we are going to cover today all the news that you're not getting anywhere else, such as the fact that now over 13 people in China have been reinfected after they were, quote, cured and sent back home. This is coming out of China. My staff scans the Chinese media because we have an office in Taiwan. We have another just bombshell story coming out of China where we have a female doctor who came down with this, and it hit her so aggressively. She wrote an article about how she went from no symptoms to unable to walk in mere hours. And it took her 30 days to recover with emergency medical care. And she's a physician. She said, I've never seen anything come on this quickly. It's because it's a weapon system, folks. It's a biological weapon. And you have people out there to this day saying that this doesn't exist, that it's a giant hoax. I'm going to cover that today. The people out there saying this isn't even real. Another major radio host that's one of the biggest radio hosts in America yesterday said that this is no worse than the flu. He said that he thinks the media is weaponizing this to try to hurt Trump. The media is weaponizing it by hyping it up, is what he said. Are you kidding me? The media is downplaying this. And it's not the flu. The flu doesn't cause people to drop dead in the streets. The flu doesn't cause you to vomit blood. The flu doesn't cause China to shut down its entire manufacturing economy, putting the entire Communist Party at risk. If this were a hoax, South Korea in on this hoax? Is South Korea faking 977 infections and numerous deaths? Is Italy in on the hoax? Is Italy running roadblocks for 12 towns with armed military to stop cars as part of some hoax? Is Malaysia running a hoax? Singapore, Taiwan, Japan, Iran, now Iraq and Spain and Croatia and Switzerland? Are they all in on some grand hoax to fabricate something fake that doesn't even exist? Excuse me. It's insane. This is real. People are really dying. People are really sick. Some people are committing suicide. This is real, and President Trump is not taking it seriously enough yet. We're about to go to break here. We'll come back with a quote from President Trump and then another quote from Senator Schumer. And it turns out, you're not going to believe this, Senator Schumer is actually the right person in this particular quote. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but it's true. We'll have that quote when we come back. Stay tuned. Infowars.com, Alex Jones Show, much more coronavirus news straight ahead.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, I'm going to reset and restart here. Sometimes I'm my own worst critic, but I don't think I'm giving you the full impact of what's going on here with the coronavirus. Just to quickly summarize, yes, it's now in Croatia, it's in Switzerland, it's in Australia, it's in Spain, it's in Iraq. I'm sorry, Austria, not Australia. Pardon me on that. It's exploding in South Korea and Italy. There are roadblocks, armed roadblocks in Italy now. And we believe there are cases in the United States. The Senate is getting a classified briefing right now as we speak on this. A classified briefing because it's super secret, apparently, how many cases are in the United States. The CDC has only tested 426 people. Most states, nearly all states, are testing no one. Zero testing being done in the United States. So how are we supposed to find out people who are infected if we're not doing testing in the United States? South Korea has tested 28,000 people. America's tested 426. That's it. Now, so we have a quote here from, well, Chuck Schumer. Senator Chuck Schumer And this is shocking. I'm going to agree with Chuck Schumer on this, which has never happened before. It's almost, I can't imagine it, because Senator Schumer, in my opinion, he is a lying, a treasonous, evil person. Okay, but he's not wrong on this quote. So here it is. Quote, we have a crisis of coronavirus, and President Trump has no plan, no urgency, no understanding of the facts, or how to coordinate a response. That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is himself a heinous liar. But he told the truth on that quote. I'm sorry to say, President Trump wants the best for America. I know that. But President Trump, I believe, is being lied to. And sadly, President Trump is not an expert in this area. He doesn't understand virology or epidemiology. He is not. I mean, he's an expert in many things. He's a very successful person, an expert in real estate. This is not a real estate problem. This is a pandemic problem. And I think the people briefing the president are lying to him. And so President Trump posted on Twitter from India earlier this morning, quote, the coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. This is from President Trump. Quote, we are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me. So this is President Trump saying, buy the dip. Everything's fine. The World Health Organization has it totally under control, and the CDC is telling you the truth. Now, again, maybe the president is, that's the information he's being given, because we know that many of these agencies, there are deep staters inside the whole system, and they lie to the president all the time. I have to believe that President Trump is getting bad information. So he's not deliberately misleading anyone, but he's just not fully informed of what's actually happening in America. The World Health Organization is a front group for communist China. They've been lying from day one, and they've now banned essentially the word pandemic. They're not going to declare a pandemic. They already announced that. We're not going to use the word pandemic. Even though back during, remember the bird flu scare, which was nothing? They declared a stage 6 global pandemic. You know why? Because they had vaccines ready to fund at that time. Now there's no vaccine available, so they say, well, it's not a pandemic. Everything's fine. CDC is lying to the president. Let's go through, where is it? Procter & Gamble story. This is going to blow your mind. Procter & Gamble. All right. Oh, here it is in my hands. I'll get to that in a second. No, here it is. 17,600 products produced by Procter & Gamble use 9,000 materials from 387 factories in China. This is up on Natural News right now. It'll probably get cross-posted onto Infowars.com. The CFO of Procter & Gamble just announced, his name is John Mueller, he just announced during a speech at the Consumer Analyst Group of New York Conference, he just announced that all of this is going to be potentially disrupted by the coronavirus. Now, you think about Procter & Gamble, you think about shampoo, you think about soap, you think about razors, brands like Gillette and Head & Shoulders and Pantene shampoo and what else? Feminine hygiene products, all kinds of products, just Tide laundry detergent, you know, household things, personal care products, Oral-B, Crest, Scope mouthwash, Eames pet food, Duracell. One day you're going to walk into a Walmart and you're going to wonder, why are the shelves empty? Where are the vacuum cleaners? Where are the refrigerators? Where are the personal care products? Where's the shampoo? Why is it all gone? And the answer is because it all comes out of China. Because China makes almost everything. Again, Procter & Gamble, think about this. 17,600 products all around the world, 9,000 different ingredients. Those are materials to make the packaging, materials to make the razor blades, materials to make the plastic razors, materials that are the chemicals that go into the shampoo and the soap and all these products. And these chemicals are no longer available, or at least strongly impaired, we could say. So when you talk about getting ready for this, this is what I have to underscore here. It's not just about getting food, although that's crucial because obviously you starve to death without that. And right now, by the way, I've been told it's 4 weeks out. If you order the My Patriot Supply food from InfoWarsStore.com, you're going to have to wait 4 weeks to get your shipment now. And that's going to probably get longer. And I'm going to talk about this food in a second, why it's so crucial to get a food supply. But you need to be thinking even beyond that. We need to think about all these consumer products. How are you going to run your life? I mean, hopefully you're not buying a bunch of Procter & Gamble garbage anyway. It's in my opinion, it's a bunch of toxic chemicals in those things. You know, hopefully instead of buying Crest toothpaste, you're buying the Super Silver Blue from InfoWars store. Way better ingredients. There's not even any comparison. But a lot of people depend on the cheap, chemically laden Procter & Gamble products, and they're going to be gone if this continues on this current trend. You're going to walk into a Target store or a Costco, and you're going to say, where is everything? Or a Home Depot, where'd all the refrigerators go? Well, the refrigerators are made in South Korea. And South Korea needs electronic components from Wuhan, China, from the semiconductor industry. And they're all gone because the ships have stopped sailing, because the factories aren't running. And get this. Here's a quote from CIPS.org, also in that same article. Other products affected include pork. The price has skyrocketed 167% on pork. And chicken, where ships carrying it from the U.S. to mainland China are being diverted to ports in Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Supplies of garlic are under threat. China commands 80% of the export market for garlic. Along with dried ginger, prices delivered to the U.S. have grown by 26% just in the last quarter. That's just two common spices, garlic and ginger. The spice mixes, which means the food mixes, which means all the processed food that you buy in the store, those manufacturers have supply lines that are now shutting down. So you want to talk about a food collapse? The food supply lines cratering? It has already begun, and the prices are going to skyrocket. If you don't buy food, even planning to eat it, buy it because it's going to double and triple in price if this continues over the next year or so. Food, everything is going to get more expensive. Your shampoo, your soap, your toothpaste, your food, your spices, your food mixes, your appliances. Everything's going to get more expensive because China has always been the cheapest option in the world. Now people have to source from India or Taiwan or Japan. It's more expensive to have it made in Taiwan because Taiwan has higher quality and Taiwan has better environmental protections, by the way. I used to live in Taiwan. I know a lot about Taiwan. China is cheap because the quality is horrible. China is cheap because there are heavy metals in the machinery parts. China is cheap because they have no environmental controls, and China is cratered. The supply chain Armageddon is here. It's going to affect food. It's going to affect smartphones. It's going to affect electronics, semiconductors, appliances, dog food, you know, hand lotion. Everything that you can imagine is going to be infected. Let me cover some other things. More than 8,000 Californians now under self-quarantine for coronavirus. You don't hear that on NPR, do you? 8,000 people in California are under self-quarantine. Zero of those people are being tested. Zero. And there's zero enforcement for voluntary quarantine measures. I call it medical insanity on parade. If these 8,000 potentially high-risk people were located in a place like South Korea, South Korea would test them. In California, they're not tested at all. Because this is how the CDC is controlling the narrative. They're not controlling the virus, they're controlling the narrative. 8,000 people under self-quarantine, which means basically you get a suggestion from the state. Hey, don't go out, don't be social. You think 8,000 people are going to not be social? They're going to go spread this. And it is spreading right now in California, according to our best sources. And this is not under control. And the CDC is not telling the truth. And Trump is not getting the accurate information on this. And other radio hosts out there are clueless about what's really happening in America. This is the place, InfoWars, where you're getting the straight dope on all this. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.